Meanwhile, I examined the Nautilus's engine with a fascination easy to imagine. "You observe," Captain Nemo told me, "that I use Bunsen cells, not Raman cells. The latter would be ineffectual. One uses fewer Bunsen cells, but they are big and strong, and experience has proven their superiority. The electricity generated here makes its way to the stern, where electromagnets of huge size activate a special system of levers and gears that transmit movement to the propeller's shaft. The latter has a diameter of 6 meters, a pitch of 7.5 meters, and can do up to 120 revolutions per minute. And that gives you a speed of 50 miles per hour. That lay a mystery, but I didn't insist on exploring it. How could electricity work with such power? Where did this nearly unlimited energy originate? Was it in the extraordinary voltage obtained from some new kind of induction coil? Could its transmission have been immeasurably increased by some unknown system of levers? This was the point I couldn't grasp. "Captain Nemo," I said, "I'll watch for the results and not try to explain them. I've seen the Nautilus at work out in front of the Abraham Lincoln, and I know where I stand on its speed. But it isn't enough just to move. We have to see where we are going. We must be able to steer right or left, up or down. How do you reach the lower depths where you meet an increasing resistance that's assessed in hundreds of atmospheres? How do you rise back to the surface of the ocean? Finally, how do you keep your ship at whatever level suits you? Am I indiscreet in asking you all these things?" "Not at all, Professor," the captain answered me after a slight hesitation. "Since you'll never leave this underwater boat, come into the lounge. It's actually our workroom, and there you'll learn the full story about the Nautilus." End of chapter 12. Recorded by Efkan Efe. 1st of April 2006. Izmir, Turkey.